Cause like a winter tonight, I thought I would always have light. The quick flash that you gave to me, so dark I could barely see. Looking
from wherever you are around the world, welcome and thank you for joining us. Today we're going to look at the psychology of a boxer with former undisputed champion and light middleweight, Winky Wright. He fought notable champions such as Shane Mosley, Felix Trinidad, Jermaine Taylor, Ike Cordy, Fernando Vargas, and Bernard Hopkins. Let's welcome to the circle, Mr. Wright. How are you, Winky?
I'm good. How y'all doing, man?
Fantastic. This is, of course, he is driving, by the way. He's out there in Miami having a good time. You had a golf game this morning, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a real big golf game with some Hall of Famers. My man Dirk Brooks, that used to play with the Bucks, and Gary Sheffield, baseball player. So I had to whoop up on them.
How did you do?
I whooped them. I whooped both of them.
I wouldn't expect anything less. So what we wanted to do is kind of go into the brain of Winky Wright and see how it was. Kind of look through the eyes of a boxer when you get into the ring. So, first thing is, do you remember your very first professional fight?
Yeah, I do remember my first fight. My first fight was kind of crazy because I really didn't expect me to become a professional boxer.
Really?
Someone asked me, you know, did I want to turn pro, and I was like, I don't care. You know, they was like, I'll pay you money and I'll pay you every week. So, I never took boxing serious. So my first pro fight, I wasn't running and doing the things that I'm supposed to do, but I was just talented where I can, you know, I can fight. So, you know, I got in the fight, and the fight wound up going four rounds, and I was so tired, man. I was like, oh, my God, just let me get through this fight. I'm going to run every fight. I'm going to run every day for the next fight. And, you know, I won the decision, and, man, I was exhausted.
Oh, I can imagine so, and you won the fight, too.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Do you remember the guy's name?
Yeah, his name was Anthony Salerno. I remember him because he was a world kickboxing champion at that time, and I didn't know that. So, you know, it wasn't nothing for him to go full rounds, but he just ain't had a boxing skill.
And so, well, how did you get so good? I mean, did you practice at all before you even got into the fight? I mean, did you?
You know, I always loved to box, you know. So I always loved to fight when I was a little kid. I just loved boxing. I loved watching Sugar Ray Leonard, Pernell Whitaker. So for the fans that really that know my style before they really see me on TV, I was a slick boxer before. I could stick and move. I was like Pernell Whitaker and Sugar Ray Leonard. But, you know, the networks didn't want to, you know, give me a chance to get on TV because they were saying I was making the fights too. It was too easy. It wasn't competitive. So I figured, you know, only way I would get, that was the only way I could get on. That's what they told me. But at the same time, look, you got Floyd Mayweather doing it, this and that, just beating people, boxing them, and, you know, it was okay. But, you know, for me, it wasn't. So anyway, I had to change my style up when I bought Vargas because they thought I was going to stick and move. And that's what the first fight where I came forward and, you know, stood the toe.
Now, have you ever, you broke up a little bit, sorry about that. So what was it like being the first time you got hit, where all of a sudden you started seeing things that you shouldn't have seen? Maybe you saw Joe Lewis in front of you for a minute. What happened there?
No, I never really got hit like that. My last fight, I got knocked down with a punch. But even with that punch, it didn't daze me. Now, he just caught me at the right time, you know, and I was moving and he caught me. And I just could see myself falling down. I could feel myself falling down, and I'm smiling. I'm like, I can't believe I let him hit me with that. So that was it.
And that's the kind of attitude you have to have, I guess, to be a champion, is when you get hit, you don't get scared. You actually think about it and get back up.
Yeah, you can't be scared. If you're a boxer and you're scared, you need to go into another sport. You need to do something else. You can't be scared to fight. You can't be scared to lose. You don't want to lose, but you can't be scared of it. You know, you got to go in there and be competitive and try to dominate and win the fight.
Now, I got a couple questions in regards to emotions. How does it feel when you're fighting somebody and you're on their turf? Everybody's cheering them on, and you look like a Hitler or something.
Oh man, that's great. That's a great feeling. I did that my majority of my career. I fought overseas, and the only people who was cheering for me was me and my coach. So you know, I go into another stadium, and everybody cheering for the other fighter. But at the end of the fight, everybody cheering for me. So
really?
It's a great experience. Yeah, it was a great experience for me to change all the fans in Europe and for them to cheer for me. After a while, when I would go to the fight, they would all cheer for me even before I fought. So I was a favorite over there after a while.
That's pretty cool. I never even thought about it that way. And does it matter to you the type of fighter? I mean, when you fought Hopkins compared to Fernando Vargas, what do you do mentally to prepare for that?
Well, you know, each fighter is different. You have to prepare for each fighter a different way because each fighter is a different style. But for me, I really don't like fighting tall, long fighters because they're just so long and awkward. But, you know, I really like to fight fighters that really want to slug because I feel they can't. If they throwing bombs, they're not going to hit me with them bombs.
That's a good point. Now, have you ever gotten pissed off in the middle of a fight? Is that a good thing or a bad thing for a boxer?
It's a bad thing. Yes, I have got pissed off. I got pissed off with Bernard Hopkins because he kept holding the headbutt the whole fight. You know, it take you out of your game plan. You know, you're supposed to have a game plan. If you stick with it, and that's what you're supposed to do.
That was intentional, then. He was trying to get you riled up a little bit?
Yeah. He was definitely trying to get me riled up, take me out of my game plan.
That dirty executioner, huh? Up to no good, I see.
Hi, welcome to Adelante. This is Adelante Recovery, and my name is Yvette Kuglin, and I'm part of the staff.
Adelante Recovery Center has helped people in dual diagnosis for 5 years. We accept most PPO insurances and provide luxury accommodations and 24-hour support. To speak with an admissions counselor, call 1-888-242-4450.
A lot of times, we don't even know what's wrong with us, and sometimes we need to get away to figure that out. So if you want to go for a little retreat out in Corona Del Mar, which is a confidential location, we're here to help. So only phone call away. Thank you.
We got couple more questions, and then we'll ask the very final question, which we call the fastball question. It's everybody gets the fastball question. We never prep you for it, but I think you'll be
okay,
fine.
You don't have to prep me for none of them. I told you, no holds barred. You can say whatever you want.
What's your favorite fight that you had?
The favorite fight, Well, I would have to say it was two. I would have to say first it was the first Shane Mosley fight because that's when I became the undisputed junior middleweight champion of the world, which, you know, hasn't been done in like 60 years or something like that. So that would be my first. And then my second would be when I beat Trinidad because everyone thought that he would just walk through me and beat me and I had no chance because he just fought Mayorga and destroyed him. So, you know, people wasn't giving me a chance. So, you know, to prove everybody wrong, it was a great win for me.
Yeah, Trinidad, that was a heck of a fight too.
Thank you.
Now, what happens when you go mentally? Do you prepare yourself to go 12 rounds, or do you think about knocking them out? What are you thinking about?
Me, I like to go 12 rounds. You know, I train for 12 rounds, and I don't mind going 12. If I hit you and catch you and knock you out, that's just a bonus. I feel that, you know, I want to get in here and work and, you know, try to execute everything that I worked on in the gym. You know, like, say, for me, later on in my career, it was hard for me to really knock people out because I was fighting people that were much bigger than me. Because, you know, when I was junior middleweight champion, I cleared out a whole division. That division was the hottest division at that time. Yeah. But once I became champion and won all the belts, everybody started moving up, moving down. De La Hoya went from 154 to 147. And everybody else shot up to 160. And it just started running from me. I'm like, You know, so I was the champion with all the belts and didn't have anyone to fight. So I had to move up. I never lost my title. I gave them up because there was no one to fight.
Was it really different to go up in weight like that?
Yeah, it was a little different. I went up, my first fight going up, that's when I fought Jermaine Teller, which I should have beat him. I would have been the first fighter ever, probably with undisputed junior middleweight and middleweight champion. So by them not giving me that decision, you know, that messed me up. But, you know, people saw the fight, and it is what it is.
Let me ask you this. This is sometimes the things people don't see, and they always wonder about, I think, is what does Ricky Wright do the day of the fight? And what would happen if you got in an argument with your girlfriend before the fight? I mean, does that make it worse, better?
No, I don't. The day of the fight, you just relaxing. You just thinking about the fight. You laying in your room watching TV, you know, ready to fight. You anxious, you know what I'm saying? You know, you hear a lot of fighters say they're not scared. I wouldn't say the word scared. I would say nervous. You know, I can never say I was scared. I'd be nervous just because it'd keep me on my P's and Q's, you know.
Yeah, were you excited?
Me sharp. Oh, I was very excited. You know, you done trained for 2 months. The hard part was over. See, the fighting is the easy part. Everybody don't understand that. The fighting is the easy part. The hard part is the training. That's the hardest thing. Once you get through training camp, that's a fight by itself. You won one fight already.
And who was your boxing coach back then? I can't remember.
Birmingham. I only had one trainer my whole career, and his name Dan Birmingham, from the amateurs and pro.
Dan Birmingham, okay. All right, you ready for your fastball question?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Who would you want to fight of all the legends in the last 50, 60 years? Would it be Sugar Ray Leonard Jr., Pernell Whitaker? Who would you want to fight? Even Mike Tyson, for heaven's sakes.
Nah. I would have wanted to fight Oscar De La Hoya. That was the only person that was in my era that was a big name that was scared to fight me. So that's that one fight I wish I could have got, and that was it.
Interesting. That would have been a fantastic fight. Any opinion about the Pacquiao-Mayweather fight?
I think it's going to be a great fight. I really think that Mayweather is a very sharp and smart fighter, but Pacquiao is such an intensive, press-forward fighter that, you know, fighters make mistakes, and he throws so many punches that I don't think that Floyd can really just lay back and try to just pop shot him, because, you know, Pacquiao throwing, you know, 50, 60 punches, and Floyd throwing 10 and 20 punches, that ain't going to work.
Yeah,
so it's going to be a good fight.
I can't wait. I thought it was going to be, who are you going to pick, Pacquiao or Mayweather? You were going to say Winky Wright.
Like I said, I think it's going to be a great fight. I don't want to bet on it. If I had to bet, I would bet Mayweather, because you can't bet against him because he hasn't lost. But at the same time, Pacquiao is a live fighter.
I can't wait to see that fight. Thank you so much, Winky, for being on the show. We are honored to have you here.
Thank y'all, man. I appreciate it.
We'll contact you soon. Have a great time. Thank you very much. Safe driving to you. Remember, everyone, our motto is simple. Wherever there's psychology involved, even in the boxing ring, we're going to be there. See you next time, everyone.